Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Denny Zeitlin, a pianist with extraordinary technique and unusual insights into harmonic beauty. His playing is strong, yet sensitive, simple, yet complex. So be prepared for a few surprises. Denny, how are you?
I'm fine, Marion. It's such a pleasure to be back with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. My goodness. And in the midst of your busy life, I mean, I didn't mention in introducing you that you've sort of got a double life, I mean, as a jazz pianist and as a psychiatrist. It's the most intriguing thing I ever knew about you. How did that start?
It started when I was very, very young. I had both medicine and music in my family on both sides. My mom was my first piano teacher and a speech pathologist. My father played by ear, even though he didn't know how to read music. And he was an X-ray doctor, a radiologist. So they encouraged me in both fields since I was a tiny tot. And I always had a sense I was going to be involved in both fields in some way. I didn't know exactly what shape it would take. I started practicing psychotherapy without a license in the playground when I was in second and third grade.
Oh,
my uncle was a psychiatrist and had talked about his work, and it had fascinated me. And I just found myself listening to kids, and they came up and talked with me. And I started playing piano when I was about 3 years old, hopping up on the lap of whichever parent was playing the instrument and going along for the ride, putting my little hands on their hands and moving kinesthetically back and forth on the keyboard, and then
How
I started
cute.
Picking up my own little melodies. And so I've been at it for a while.
Well, were you ever at a point where, being a doctor, shall we say, did you ever feel that you were going to take over from the piano, or have you managed to keep them sort of equal?
I've kept them equal in my own mind and in my own heart. I mean, there's certainly, in terms of hours per week, I spend more time as a psychiatrist. But I feel that in terms of my spirit, they're 50-50, and they've always been. I never had a feeling I had to choose one over the other. Again, I have to thank my parents for not putting it to me that way. They always encouraged me, well, you love both these things. Why can't you do both these things? And I felt that I could. And so I've just become, I think, a good juggler of time and schedules and priorities. And I think I have managed to find what the heart of each field is for me.
I think it's fascinating that a jazz musician is a psychiatrist. I mean, I feel as if that being a jazz musician would bring an extra dimension to your psychiatric work. I don't know why I think that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, in many ways, the fields are very parallel. They both involve communication with a capital C.
Absolutely.
And they both require the ability to listen and interact in a spontaneous way.
That's true.
And to really tune into the other person, whether it's a musician in a studio or what we're going to be attempting to do together today, or whether I'm in my office and trying to really understand the nature of the psychological life of the person in that room with me, and trying to tune into him or her, and to have some sort of flow going back and forth.
Oh, so it's fascinating.
It's very parallel.
Fascinating to me. But, you know, there's so many things that you and I can talk about, and I'm dying to get into some of that. But first of all, I'd just love to hear you play something. So what can it be?
Well, I'd like to do an old standard, Body and Soul.
That's one of my all-time favorites. You come up with so many surprises and so many different kinds of tunes that I'm going to be very interested in hearing this one. Cascade, is that the name of it?
It's Cascade, and it does go through a number of different feelings and shapes and approaches. So I'll take a crack at it.
Okay. Here's another kind of a tune which I would love to hear what you would play on this. Jerome Kern, All the Things You Are. Now,
another great old standard.
But it's funny. I mean, there have been so many renditions of this thing. In fact, I play it a lot, but I do a sort of showbiz thing where I do a little fugue and stuff like that, which actually I stole a million years ago from Johnny Guarneri.
Uh-huh.
I heard him do that. And, you know, I thought, gee, that would be fun to do.
But I remember I used to do an arrangement of it where I would go into waltz time on the bridge for six bars and then four bars of 4-4 at the end. Or, I mean, there's so many things you could do with this, too. You know?
Well, I'm real excited about wondering what you're going to do with it because...
Well, what we're going to do with it.
Well, all right, but what I will do with it will probably have a lot to do with hearing what you're doing with it. So, first of all, are we going to do it in the original key?
Yeah, let's do that. I guess it's in A flat.
Or anywhere you want to do it. I don't care.
Let's do it. Let's do it in A flat.
All right.
How should we start this thing? What kind of tempo do you want to do on it?
Well, do you want to do a little ad lib bit and then go into tempo, and I'll go wherever you go?
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Let's try that. This tune, I think, is a wonderful challenge to play on. It was the title tune of perhaps the last... No, it wasn't the last of Miles Davis Quintet album of the 60s. It was sort of somewhere in the middle 60s period that they did an album that was called ESP. But I'll play his tune now.
Great. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.